Okay, we'll have to replace this helmet. That's just not an easy place. Maybe I'll preface to this place so the question that Frege makes. Frege has asked the following question. Rav Yochanan's shita is to be miyashal to mishnayis. So Rav Yochanan's shita is that really kolhechadi kamamun malchus milkaloki memayin aloy mishal. That malchus is loy kamamun. And therefore, the Mishnah in Malchus, he says, is talking about where Tanshi Hesubai, there was a Hasra. Then he gets Malchus, and once he gets Malchus for Balachai, so you don't have any Chiyuv Mamon. Because the Malchus is Leichel Mamon. And Amish is talking about Kishloi Hesubai, so there's no Malchus. And it's, even though it's Chayv Malchus Shogigim, Reichen holds Chayv Malchus Shogigim, don't count. But in the Mishnah, so what's the Mishnah Malchus talking about according to Rabbi Yochanan? Kishi Hisrubai. They gave him Asra, don't be Baal HaChayse, he was Baal HaChayse, so he gets Malchus. And the Malchus is Doicha, the Mammon of Knas. Rabbi Yochanan, however, doesn't say that the Mishnah Malchus is talking about a Mefuta or Yisayma. Presumably, in a normal case, besides the Mammon of Knas being in play, there's also Mammon of Boshes Begat. The Mammon of Boshes of Gam is Mammon of Chayla. Rav Yochanan himself says that even though ordinarily Milkalaki Mimayda Loi Mishalim, but by Chayla, the Mammon of Chayla is different. The Mammon of Chayla is Doicha Malchus. By Chayla we say Mishalim Ve'ena Loike. So ask Rabbi Kvega, in the case of the Mishnah Malchus, Kishi Hisrubai, so fine, they gave him Asra, don't be Bala Chayla. So now he has coming to him the Malchus of Bala Chayla. And that's Doicha, the Mammon of Knas. But Chayre, it can't be Doicha the Mammon of Boshes of Gam. That's the regular Mammon of Chavolos. So that Mammon he still has to pay. But once he has to pay the Mammon of Chavolos, so the Mammon of Chavolos / Boshes of Gam is Doicha the Malchus of Baal HaChayse. So now there's no Malchus of Baal HaChayse, so let him pay now he should pay Knas too. I don't need the last piece. The kasha is kasha by itself. The Mishnah Malchus says that he's loike. Why is he loike? What happened to Boshes of Gam? Mele Knas, Rav Yochanan holds Milkalokim and Meidu LeMishalim. But what about the moment of Boshes of Gam? That he should still have. That's the moment of Chayvel. And the moment of Chayvel should be Doich Malchus. Elamai is talking about his Shoyte and Mefuta. Rav Yochanan doesn't say anything about Shoyte and Mefuta. So the Kvega says that you have to say one of two things. This kasha is machriyah one of two things. You have to hold one or the other. You don't have to hold both, but you can't hold neither. Well, what are the two possibilities? There's two ways out. It's not so much a kasha, he's just making a chesed. There are two ways out of this kasha. But Abikagi's point is that you have to subscribe to one of these two things. Because otherwise the kasha is very glaring in the Gemara. What are the two ways out of this kasha? Why should that be? It's not that it's special desires or kosov that by knas milkalaki mamayin lo mishalim. That's the general rule according to Yechonim. You're always like it. There's no desires according to Yechonim. No desires of kosov by knas that you like it mishalim. It's just an instantiation of the general principle that always you like it mishalim. Because it says there shosim, it says arbam lo yakenu. So Yechonim in general, you always like it mishalim, except by chayvul lechaver. So here he's chayvul lechaver. So he's mishalim and like. The kasha, the posh, the kasha, right? It's a simple kasha. The point of Yochanan. Yochanan says the case in Malchus is Hisrubai. So if it's like Yavein Mishalim, back to the Kveger, okay, it's Hisrubai. So it's like Yavein Mishalim. But what happens to the Shulmi Chayvel? By Chayvel Chaver, Yochanan says an exception to the rule. By Chayvel Chaver, Mishalim, Vein Alayim. So every Oinis is also a Chayvel Chaver, this Vaishas Bukhah. Except by Yisayim and Mefuta, but we're not talking, presumably, the Yechon is not talking about a Shaita Mefuta, rather. The Yechon is talking about a Shaita Mefuta. If he was, he would have to speak it out. So let the moment, so you have the moment of chayvul b'chaveri. If you have the moment of chayvul b'chaveri, the moment of chayvul b'chaveri should pater from the, should now turn around and pater from the malchus. So after one or two things, they're both things that we already talked about in the past. You know, we don't need to reach into that field. Both things that we already had. One possibility is that maybe that's some, the assumption is not true. Maybe Pashas of Gam is not the same as Chavolos. Maybe Pashas of Gam is not a Chiyuv Chayvul B'Chaveret, as we already saw where with the Rama. The Rama holds that Chayvul B'Chaveret is Momen and is Knas rather, and Pashas of Gam is Momen. So obviously they're not the same. You don't have to hold like the Rama to hold that they're not the same. The Rama has this extra thing that is, even without the Rama, we could say that Chayvul B'Chaveret is one parsha of Yad of Ayin Tachazai. And Boishas of Gam is a different parasha. Learned that from Abayi Nov and Daf Mem. That's one possibility. We saw it where we saw it somewhere else also, this notion that Boishas of Gam is a new Chiyuv, to Chiyuv, to Mechudosh de Chiyuv. Where else did we see it? Tell us at the end of the fourth pair. That Lehispik Av Lamed Bedin Asha Lehispik Lamed Bedin Asha Mesa Av. So I read Atzmo, so Tais is made of the Knast, I understand, Ain't the Marish Knast the Bonner, but what about the Boishas of Gam? So he says, there's a heckish, Boishas of Gam is hookish to Knas. The man says, don't know where Boishas of Gam is hookish to Knas. Boishas of Gam is regular Chavolos. Yeah, Abayi and Rava have a posuk just to be mafkir. You shouldn't think that the Knas covers, that the Chamishim Shekel covers the Chavolos too. So we have a special, didn't know it's Hanosh Chiva, but you still have to pay the Boishas of Gam. The Boishas of Gam is not some new kind of Chavolos that's hookish to Knas. The pasuk of Abayi and Rava's psukim over there, of Tachas Asherino, or Hashem Chavimo, Ramban says those aren't. That's not mechadish new parsha of Boishas Gam that we could then be makish to Knas. It's just megala that the Chamishim Shekel doesn't pat you from Chavolos. But where does the Chiv Chavolos really come from Parshas Mishpatim? Comes from the parsha of Abayi Tachasai. And Tosfos apparently is chayav. Tosfos apparently also no. And Abayi and Rava. And Abayi and Rava's drosh, this is mischadish a new parsha of Boishas of Gam. That's hookish. That says in this pasuk and it's hookish to Knas. Yeah, so that's one possibility. They will say that maybe just Boishas of Gam is not Chavolos, so it doesn't have that Gzeres HaKosov. But Chayvul, you have Gzeres HaKosov, it's Mishalem Ben Elayim. Like Boishas of Gam, you don't have it. That's possibility number one. What's another possibility? Another way out of Rebbe Kreger's Kach. Again, why don't we say, by Bala HaChosu, the Mishnah Malchus, Bala HaChosu gets Malchus. Says Rabbi Echanon, that's because they gave him Hasro, so he gets Malchus, and he doesn't pay Knas. Right, Rabbi Kreg, why does he get Malchus? But it's Chayvul, I'm just repeating the question. It's the Chayvul B'Chaver. Every Oynis is Chayvul B'Chaver. It's the Chiyah B'Yishas of Gam. And the thing is that Chavolos is Mishalem Ein Elokim. So over there, since he has to pay B'Yishas of Gam, it should be Mishalem, and therefore he should not be Elokim, Mishum HaChosu. Just like by every Chayvul B'Chaver, he's Mishalem, and he's not Elokim, Mishum what? Every Bechel of the Chaver, he's Mishalim ve'ein Elokim. Mishalim ve'ein Elokim from what month? From Pinyasif. So you see that it's that the moment of Chavolos is Doicha Malchus. So why don't we say over here, the Boishas of Gam is Chavolos, if you assume that it's Chavolos. So it should be Mishalim, and he should not be like him, Mishum HaChosu.
It's weakness of Pinyasif, not
a strength. Right. We could say that maybe the Gzeres HaKosu, that the Chavol of the Chaver is Mishalim ve'ein Elokim. That's only that by the Malchus of Penyosef, maybe the Gzeres HaKosov, that is Mishalim Ein Eloike, it's not Gzeres HaKosov that the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri is Doich Malchus. It's strong and it's Doich Malchus. Maybe it's Gzeres HaKosov that the Lav of Penyosef is weak and it's Nidche for a moment. But if you have a different Lav, namely Achoysoi, Kapi Achoysoi, we don't have Gzeres HaKosov. And when you have Chayvul B'Chaveri with the Lav of Achoysoi, then it's a regular Eloike, Vein of Mishalim. Which would be not like whom? Not like Ram. Which Ram? Yom Kippur. Chayvul B'Chaver Yom Kippur. The Ram says Chayvul B'Chaver Yom Kippur is Mishalim Ve'en Eloike. Because Chayvul B'Chaver is a special than this Mishalim Ve'en Eloike. What? Mishalim Ve'en Eloike. It's from Yom Kippur. It's a different lap. The Ram apparently also to din the moment. The moment of Chayvul B'Chaver is Doicha Malchus. Doesn't matter which Malchus. It's Doicha the Malchus of Ben Yosef. So it's Doicha the Malchus of Yom Kippur as well. If we'll say not like the Rambam, so if the Rambam is a chiddush, if we'll say not like the Rambam, then we have a way out. So that's Rabbi Kreger's main chesed. Rabbi Kreger over here makes is that we have to say one of these two chiddushim. Either we have to say that Boishas Gam is not is not a partial chayv b'chaver. It's a different chayv tashlumin. It's not the Baish Chaim is not the regular tashlumin ezer. Or we have to say that chayv b'chaver is mishalim b'in aloika only klapi the lava pen Yosef, but not klapi other extraneous lava. This can be negated to the hemshucha of Tosfos as well. Maybe I'll just put it on the board so we can refer back to it without overly overburdening our heads. So the Kegel has. This is a Kegel. Rabbi Yechonon said that in history boy, it's like Mishum HaChaisai. Question is, the question is, a moment shall of Dan, for the moment of Dan, should pater for Malchus. Because after all, but by Chayvel, the din is Nishalim, but they don't like it. We have to say one of two answers: either that gam is not the same as nezik, it's a different passion, or we have to say that chayvel is doicha in the lab of Yosef. Not the lab, the Malchus. Not the Malchus of Achayse. Okay. So now, Tosfos has a kasha. What's Tosfos' kasha? Alma kasova uluk al hechadik a moment of Malchus from Leina Mishal and Milka Leilaki. Bim Taimai. How does the Gemara know that that's what Ula holds in general? Maybe the rule really is that Milka Laki Mimayna Loi Mishalim. Like Rabbi Yechonon. The Hocha Dafgu the Mishalim Mimayna. Maybe by Knas, it's an exception to the rule. The Goli Krok Raminu El Naira Naira HaNaira. We had a rule at the beginning of the parakeet, exists a cost of Naira 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 that is Mishalim Knas by Bala Chaisa. We have a cost of the Bechavi Chorus. He pays Knas. So the primary purpose of that Xerisa Kosov is nothing to do with Yeshua Malchus. The primary chiddush of that Xerisa Kosov is that we don't dash in the Kishim and Atimni. And if Shimon Manasseh, Isha Ruila, and Isha Ruila Kaima, that's the primary agenda of that pasuk. But nonetheless, Agav Urcha Shemanu, the pasuk Lemaisis says that by Baala Mezeres and by Baala Chaisai, he pays Knas. What happened to the Malchus? So it's Exeris HaKosuv. A byproduct of Exeris HaKosuv is that we see that here, this Exeris HaKosuv, that he pays Knas, despite the fact that there ought to be a lap of a. But here, the Exeris HaKosuv, that he's Mishalim. Once Mishalim, he's Nehaloika, because they're Shasa. That's Tosfos Kasher. We should tell you Xeris HaKosov. That Naira Eretz should be Xeris HaKosov, that he's Mishalim Vein Aleikah. So maybe in Kol HaTorah Kula or Ulok Aleikah Rechonon that he's Aleikah Vein Mishalim. But here I have Xeris HaKosov. Naira that he's Mishalim, by Knas, that he's Mishalim Vein Aleikah. Psychic, Xeris HaKosov. So Kushi Muskelis. He says, what's the raya from Naira Naira Naira? Maybe the pasuk of Naira 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 is talking about a case where it was Balach Chaisai in a way that there was also a chiyuv boshes of gam. Didn't have to be a shaita. It's not necessarily talking about a shaita, but in a regular case where you have chiyuv boshes of gam tzar, she's an anusa. And in Mele you have the moment of of chayvul b'chaveri. If they have the moment of chayvul b'chaveri, the moment of chayvul b'chaveri is for sure doicha malchus. That's exactly the cost of kuli alma. It says yad b'yader. Even a yechanan holds that by chayvul b'chaveri, as we said, is exactly the cost of it. Is mishal meir like it. So maybe the reason why, the primary agenda of Naira 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 is it's not a pasuk about malchus at all. It's a pasuk about Rav Shimon Atimni, Rav Shimon Ben Asya. We just want to know, you know, if there's no other case except with the Zechiya Malchus, so we'll, a byproduct of the Drasha will be, we'll also learn out from here that it's Mishal Meir like it. Says the Mishak of Mechatesa. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about a case where, anyway, there's no Malchus. Why is there anyway no Malchus? Because it's a case where she wasn't a Shaita, she wasn't a Mufuta, there's Oinis, there's Mufat, there's Boishis, there's Gam, there's Tsar, there are Tashlumi Chayvel. Tashlumi Chayvel are Doiche the Malchus. Are doicha the malchus of chayvik kares? The doicha malchus. Tashlum chayvul are doicha malchus. And mainly there's no malchus. And once there's no malchus, then you pay the knas too. Once you get rid of the malchus, then you can pay the knas also. Once he's a chayvul b'chaveri, that's doicha the malchus. Once you're doicha the malchus, then you have the knas. So what's the answer? Two answers. Same two answers. It's really very very analogous to the Pegas kasha. We'll say one of the two answers, which we anyway say have to, one of the two things has to be true anyway. Either will answer that Gam has nothing to do with Nesed. So Baish Gam is not Chayvul B'Chaveri, so it doesn't have that Nesed also. Or we'll say that, yes, there is that maybe Baish Gam is Chayvul B'Chaveri, but it's only Daich the Malchus of Ben Yosef, not Daich the Lava V'Chayse. Nair is talking about the Lava V'Chayse, the Lava V'Chayse, Lava V'Chayse, of course, they are right. So it's another Hechreyach to this. To this chesed, not in the Gemara itself, but within Tosfos, you see, also you have to say one of these two things. I think b'hemshich we're going to see that it's going to be machlekes. These two possibilities are going to be machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos Yishon. In fact, we'll get to it today. Maybe we'll still get to it today, but I think that's how it's going to come out. But again, we see these two possibilities. By the way, maybe I'll just mention to you. I'm not really going to get into it right now, but worth mentioning. This Beis Yaakov also in impinges on another Shaila Nachayim. Just to know. What will be the following case? Somebody was Chayvul B'Chaveri. So you have, what do you have? We have the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri. And we have the Malchus of Ben Yosef. So the din is Mishal Menelet. There's the Kosov. Point to the only exercise of point to it. Well, it's because the cost of Torah says Mishal Meir Leike. The Yechon holds that's an exception to the rule. We'll hold no, that's the rule. We learn that talk from Chayvul Chaveri Alma, but al kapanim that's the rule. Mishal Meir Leike. That's the Mishal Meir Leike. What would be if at the same time that he was being Chayvul Chaveri, he also ruined? He also ruined the shirt. He was Chayvul B'Chaveri, gave him a bloody nose, and he stained his shirt with the shirt at the same time. Does he have to pay for the shirt? So you say, yeah, well, of course, why not? I mean, there's no malchus anyway, so he's paying for the Chayvul B'Chaveri, he'll just pay for the shirt too. One moment, not like a moment. However, that Mechayim say, Mechayim are not sure. They say, look, Mechayim speak out, it's a mashal later in Daf Lamed Hey, but it's implicit in this Messiah, also this discussion. It's a whole tumult of achrayim. There's many achrayim who are involved in this machlokes. They sure talks about it. It's a whole set of achrayim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's nothing to talk about. 100%. The mice is not getting malchus. Rabbi Yochanan holds malchus only patas for a moment when you actually get malchus. He's amazing. Oh, here he's not getting malchus because he's mishalim vein alekim. He's a chayvul b'chaver. So that it's open and shut. But what about according to Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish holds that chayvim malchus shoygigim also patas from tashlumim. You don't have to get malchus for the malchus to patas from tashlumim. Even if he did an act that theoretically could be mechayev malchus, it also patters from tashlum. So over here he was chayvul b'chaveri. So he has to pay for the chayvul b'chaveri. That's for sure. He has to pay for the bloody nose, and mimela, and he doesn't get malchus because mishalim ain't aloy. So the poil, of course, he doesn't get malchus. But he did do an act that theoretically could be mechayev malchus. Maybe it's still not worse than mechayev malchus shoygim. So since there is still over here a chayev malchus shoygim. So the Chayim Malchus Shoygin can't patter from the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri, because that's the Gzeres HaKosu, that Chayvul B'Chaveri is Mishalim Ve'en Eloike. But still, maybe the theoretical malchus that he ought to have gotten should still patter him for paying from the shirt. Because that's the paying for the shirt is not mammon of chayv l'chayver. That's ordinary mammonus. An ordinary mammonus, even chayv malchus shaykh can patter the mammon. So why? Maybe we should say that if he's chayvel b'chayveroi and he bloodies his shirt, so he has to pay for the chayvel b'chayveroi because there's mshal na'ena like it. But he doesn't have to pay for the shirt because clapping the shirt, I don't have this gzeres hakosu chayvel b'chayveroi. I don't have this special gzeres hakosu mshal na'ena like it. As far as the shirt's concerned, it's the regular din of loike v'ena mshalim. And therefore the din will be over here that he's loike and ena mshalim for the shirt. Because even though he's not actually getting malchus b'poil, because the malchus was nidche from the moment of chayvel b'chaveri. It's not actually going to get the malchus, but he should have gotten the malchus. So it should have a din of chayvel malchus shoygim, and the chayvel malchus shoygim should pat him from paying for the shirt. So this is machlekes achayim. Some achayim think that the mashal of Lamehei says that that's how it is. He doesn't have to pay for the shirt because the shirt, according to Reish Lakish, the malchus of Ben Yosef, even though he doesn't actually get it, because Mishalim Einolik, Chayvul B'chaveri is Mishalim Einolik, but he could have gotten it. So the Malchus that he could have gotten for Ben Yosef is patas him from the moment of paying for the shirt. And others disagree, and they say no. That since they don't say why, but they don't agree. Some of the husband not is because at the end of the day it's Kidei Rishosim Mishum Mishachas Atam Echayve, which by you have moment and Malchus, one is we have to give him one rishon after the other. So what's the rishon that we give him? We give him the rishon of mammon, not the rishon of malchus. So the rishon of malchus is the rishon that's kicked out by Kedei Rishosim. That's the one that he's ein atam mechayvah. Can't be that the same malchus that's ein atam mechayvah because Kedei Rishosim should then turn around and be the one that yes atam mechayvah that's doichid the mammon of in the shikul, in the mishkul of Kedei Rishosim. So there's only room for tashlum. There's not room, you know. This Torah is not big enough for both of them. They can't have Malchus and Mammon at the same time. You know, one has to give way. So in the Chayvah B'Chaveri, which one gives way? The Malchus gives way. So the Malchus is the one that's Nidchil from Kedei Rishosim. So it can't be that the same Malchus that's Nidchil from Kedei Rishosim should also be on some other level also the Malchus that's Doiche with Kedei Rishosim. That's Doiche the Mammon of the shirt. If the Mammon of the Chayvah B'Chaveri, the bloody nose, is doiche the malchus because of Kedei Rishosim, then that malchus can turn around and then be doiche the moment of the shirt also Kedei Rishosim. Either you're a nitcha or you're a doiche, but you can't be both at the same time. Maybe I'll derech say, I don't know. Anyway, I'm leaving time to think about this. It's a big mokum. It's very beautiful, interesting things to think about. Very, you know, if just something to chew over this machlekes achrayinu, what it might be totally in. So I just want to point out this question that Yaakov asks is totally in this issue also. What was Yaakov's question? Yaakov's question was, what's bothering Tosis? Tosis asks that why don't we learn out? Why don't we say over here this exerce a kosov of naira, naira, naira? That by balachoso he's mishalim, he has to pay knas, and therefore obviously not like the mishalim and like what's the Gemara's problem? Ula, maybe pshat and ula. Ula says that he pays knas over here, so the Gemara says al mukasal ula mishalim mishalim milka leiloki. In fact, Tosis, who says maybe ula milka leiloki vein mishalim? And here this exerce a kosov of naira, naira, naira. Tosis gashim. So what did Yaakov ask? Yaakov asked, maybe the pasuk Naira 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 is talking about a case where there's also tashlum and chayvul b'chaveri. She wasn't a shaita, she wasn't a mafuta. So there were tashlum and chayvul b'chaveri. And the tashlum and the chayvul b'chaveri therefore patted the malchus. And once the tashlum and the chayvul b'chaveri patted the malchus, so now the malchus is gone. Once the malchus is gone, he'll have to pay knas too. That was the Bishakos kasha. But we're going to Reish Lakish. This Tosis is going in Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, Chayim Malchus Shogim also patur. This is almost exactly the same case. You know, here you have a case where you have a chayvul b'chaveri, but besides the chayvul b'chaveri, you also have moment. This case not the moment of the shirt. In this case, the moment of knas. But it's the same. It's the same effect. No, we'll take out moment of bloodying the shirt and we'll put in moment of knas. It's the same thing. You have a chayvul b'chaveri, so it's mishak, because boshus gam is chayvul b'chaveri, assuming. So you have a chayvul b'chaveri, so therefore the maisa, he doesn't get malchus, because mishal me'ena like it. But maybe it's still chayvim, it still might be like chayvim malchus shoygim. Maybe that chayvim malchus shoygim could then still pater from the knas. So I said, it comes along the pasuk of Naira, Naira, Naira. It tells me no, Mishal, they don't like it. So you see the Bishak of Hell like the other side of this Chakir. Okay, so I'm not asking you have to go over these Chizbainas on your own. Unless you're unusual, you can chop it all at once. But and even then, you have to go over it. Shane is that. Very nice things. Okay, let's see Taisus inside. Then Taimah Minoli Lashas again. Minoli Lashas. How does the Gemara know what Ula holds? Dilma bi alma sover de milkaloki meinele mishalim. Maybe in general Ula holds like a viachan at milkaloki meinele mishalim. V'hocha dafgu de mishalim meina. And over here only does he say that that he pays knas. De goli kuk. I mean el naira naira hanaira. V'ein loyim kamei shapir shabein atam. Can't say like Rabbein Atam wanted to say. Apparently Rabbein Atam wanted to say. The East Sirle de Ba'alma Milkaloki Veloy Mishalim. If in fact Ula held that Kavirchen that is like Kavaina Mishalim, Havale Lukme Masnissin de Makis Nami via Chose Nairo, Ube Hisuboy, U Masnissin Bishaloy Hisuboy, Elevade Sova de Ba'alma Nami Moyn Mishalim Veloy Loki. Ulahochil have a much Lukme Masnissin de Makis via Chose Nairo. And Tom said that the diuk in Ula is not from the fact that Ula says that by a naira, by a chosin naira, he's mishalim ve'ena leke. That might be gzeres akosu. That doesn't tell me what Ula holds in general. That might be a special gzeres akosu over here of naira, naira, naira. The diuk is from the fact that Ula said that the Mishnah Ksuvus is talking about a begeres. Apparently, if the Mishnah Ksuvus would have been talking about a naira, there'd be no way that he would get Malkus. Why? Maybe the Mishnah Ksuvus is talking about Kishaloi Hisrubai. Maybe the Mishnah Ksuvus is talking about Kishaloi Hisrubai. And the Pasuk of Naira, Naira, Naira is Dafka talking about Kishaloi Hisrubai. It's grounded Rashi. That's a Rashi in the Gemara's Alma Kusavarula. So what's in effect? It's a little strange to me that he says it in such a complicated way. In effect, what's Rabbeinu Tam answering? Rabbeinu Tam is answering that yes, this exerts the cost of Naira, Naira, Naira. That by Bala Chaisa you have you he's Mishalim. But maybe the Pasuk Naira 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 is talking about where there was no Hasra. So there's no Malkus anyway. So if there's no Malkus anyway, so then there's exactly the cost of Naira Naira that he's Mishalim, that he's Mishalim. And we don't say Kishim Timni, we don't say Kishim Manasseh. Then the Pasuk says that he has to be Mishalim. But in a case where there was Hasra, so maybe the exactly the cost of could concede that like Givani Mishalim. Again, you have to remember, the Pasuk of Naira, Naira, Naira is not a Pasuk that really is addressed to the issue of Malkus at all. The Pasuk of Naira, Naira, Naira is addressed to the issue of Shimon HaTimni and of Shimon Manasseh. That's what it's primarily teaching, coming to teach me. That you pay Knas, even though she's not really Lekaimah, and she's not Isha Sheesh Bahavaya. That's the agenda, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. The only Tosis question originally was, but at the end of the day, there's always going to be Malkus. So where did the Malkus go? So it must be that Xerxes HaKosev is also telling me a second thing, that the moment is doich in the Malkus. But if I could find some case where there is no Malkus, then the Xerxes HaKosev Naira 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 has an avenue in which to flow, and we could still say that where there is Malkus is like Yevena Mishal. So it says the Rebbe Natan that it's a simple answer. When there's no Hasra, the Xerxes HaKosev Naira 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 is talking about a case where there was no Malkus, because it was like Yisrubai. If there's no Malkus, you don't have to worry about the Malkus. You only have to worry about the moment. Says the Jesus Acosta, Naira, 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 that is Mishal. And you don't say Shimon Timmy, you don't say Shimon Rasi, and so on. But where is the Chiyah Malkus? Then the Jesus Acosta was never addressing that. And then it didn't really is like Yvain Mishal. And since Ula said that it's not so, that he's Mishal of the Eidoloike, and he's only like by Begeris, so you see that Ula holds that. Even without the Jesus Acosta, Ula just holds Be'etzim that Mishal of the Eidoloike. That's Rabbeinu Tam's teretz. It's Mamash Rashi. A little bit strange to me why he says Kemoshe Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. It's not Rabbeinu Tam. It's Pirush Rashi. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam also said it, but L'chora, this was already copyrighted by Rashi. This is Mamash what Rashi said. That's how Rashi learned the diuk of. That's how Rashi learned the diuk. That the diuk is not from the fact that Ula said over here that he's Mishalim, but from the fact that he said over there that he's only like it by a begeris and not by a naira. It's mamish pirush Rashi. Almost word for word. What is it? So what did Rashi say? Alma kasava ula. Dukim asisin b'makas b'begeres v'ukman l'asisin d'hochle b'shalai hisrubay. Shmat minah if you'll ask b'inami b'inam sham. It's almost the same as Rashi. I don't know why he's miyachas this chapter of Rabbeinu Tam more than to Rashi.
Rashi didn't use it to answer this problem.
Maybe like that, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe just Rashi didn't use it for this problem. We don't know why Rashi said it. Maybe Rashi said it for other reasons, who knows. Rabbeinu Tam apparently said it to answer this problem. Efsha. Anyway, Taisus doesn't like it. Taisus says the end of the deal. This is not really a satisfactory. The Gemara still doesn't have a deal. The Ikal Meimah the Ulus Ovelo Kreish Lokish the Boy Lushni Kambish Hisubay Kan Shlo Hisubay Kan Amin Ulu Kamon. They in Chilukli today. This the Chayvim. They in Chilukli today. This the Chayvim Malkus Shagim Tum and Atash Tum and Ben Hisubay Ben Lo Hisubay. Vimar Bin Ulu Kras Mikrobo Lo Hisru Hu Adin Hisru. Taisus asking Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's teretz only works because he's assuming that the din of Leikav Einu Mishalim is only by Hisubay, not by Lo Hisubay. There's a Chiluk in Hisubay and Lo Hisubay. That's not like the real Chinuch Lakish. How do we know what Ula holds? Maybe Ula holds that if he's like Yevena Mishalim, my soul holds Mishalim, ain't like it. But if he will be like Yevena Mishalim, it will be like Rish Lakish, there will be no chiluk between Hisrubai and Lai Hisrubai. So, and therefore Ula says, it was maybe, Taisa's question is like this. Maybe I can't say it a little bit wrong before. Taisa's question is, his Asogan Rebbeinu Tam is, it's still Shah. Because how does the Gemara know what Ula holds? Maybe La Olam Ula holds like Rav Yochanan that he's like Yevena Mishalim. And even more than Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Ula holds like Rish Lakish, that he's like Yevena Mishalim, even by Chayim Malkus Shoygigim, that even when he's not like it, but he could have been like it, so he also is Eina Mishalim. Maybe that's what Ula holds. How do we know? And therefore, Ula says over here that he's Mishalim, Eina like it. The terrorist is because here we have a Zerisa Kosov, Naira, Naira, Naira. I, Rabbi Yochanan, said no, but Zerisa Kosov might be talking about Shoygigim and not. He's talking about maybe the Zeres Kosov by Loihis Boy, not by History Boy, but according to Rish Lakish, what's the difference? History Boy, Loihis Boy, it's all the same thing. It's the same Leike. And it's really should be Leike of Eina Mishalim. So if it's a Zeres Kosov that here he has to pay Knas, and he's Mishalim despite the Malkus, so that Pasuk tells me that here the Mammon overrides the Malkus rather than the other way around. According to Rish Lakish, there's no chiluk between Shoygig and Mezid. Once I have exerced a kosov that is Mishalim, Eino Loike, by a case of Lo Yisrubai, then the same exerced a kosov will apply by Yisrubai as well, because Rish Lakish doesn't think that there's a difference between Yisrubai and Lo Yisrubai. That's Tosis' Kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Tosis Rosh, on behalf of Rabbeinu Tam. And maybe Rabbeinu Tam holds it, even if Ula would have held like Rish Lakish, that we're marked, but then not only Chayvim Malchus Mizidim, but even Chayvim Malchus Shoygigim Tater for a moment. But nonetheless, it's two different levels. Chayvim Malchus Mizidim is still stronger than Chayvim Malchus Shoygigim. So if I have, just because I have Xeris Akosov, Naira, 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 that tells me at a minimum that by Chayvim Malchus Shoygigim, by Loi Hisrubai, he pays Knas despite the Malchus Shoygigim, that's not enough to tell me that he would pay Knas despite Chayvim Malchus Mizidim. And in the case of Hisrubai, I would still say that like any Mishalim. And therefore, the Gemara is still right. If Rish Lakish was just based on a, if Ula rather was just based on the Xeris Akosov of Naira, 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 so I would only know Chayvim Malkus Shoygim, I wouldn't know Chayvim Malkus Mizidim. I would say that by Hisrubai is Mishalim and like it. And Maisa Ula says that no, even by Hisrubai. The Mishnah in Malkus is not talking about Hisrubai. The Mishnah in Malkus is dafka by a Begeris. But if it's not a Begeris, then it's Mishalim and like it. That can't come from Naira, Naira, Naira. Because Naira, 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 maximum could tell me by Lo Hisrubai. Can't tell me by Hisrubai. So maybe that's the Gemara's Diyuk. We're back there at Benetan. That's the Gemara's Diyuk, that it must be, that it's not based on Naira, 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 but rather Ula's fundamental sheet is a Mishalim, Be'ena Loi. Yeah, that's the Tosfos Rosh. It's relevant to the raid that we had earlier in the parak, that whether the din of, you know, Tanu Echeski, Chayim Mitzvah Shoygigim, or now we have Chayim Malkus Shoygigim, is that one halacha with Chayim Malkus Mizidim, or is it a separate halacha? You know, we talked about it in the context of Rashi Shita by Yerav Nechunya Ben Akana, Mechag Zrashin Tosfos, and Nechunya Ben Akana, you know, Mitzvah, that chorus is like, that chorus also has a din of Mitzvah Patas Mamon. So Rashi says, but only b'meisah not b'shayin. There's no tonu lecheski for chorus. Tosfos says once chorus is like misa, then automatically it's like misa in every sense. Misa path is ben b'shayin with b'meisah. So chorus path is ben b'shayin with b'meisah. So we said at the time, what's the machlokes? Apparently Rashi holds that it's two dinim. Even after tonu lecheski, it's two halachas. There's the din of misa b'meisah path is from mamon, din of misa b'shayin path is from mamon. It's two different halachas. So chorus is only hookish maybe for the din of meizah, not for the din of shaygin. And Tosfos also no malkin lachal. Could be that it plugs into over here as well. Maybe the Tosfos Rosh maybe is more out there. It's two separate halachas. There's one that chayim is mezidin pater for mamon, or chayim malkus mezidin pater for mamon. And then there's another din that even the shaygin get pater for mamon. So just going to have exact a custom, but naira that by knas it's not so. That chayim malkus shaygin don't pater for mamon. I die in loyshemayno that chayim malkus mezidin don't pater for mamon. And the Tosfos were asked in the Rebbeinu Tam, if it's the Shittos of, they hold on, it's one halacha. Yes, the Falcon, because I don't want to get too bogged down in that, but I'm just pointing it out. V'nir l'ri, so what do we do with Tosfos' kasha? So Tosfos says, V'nir l'ri, the al-kochach s'rili, m'mayna m'shal m'nukul e'loki, m'dir b'abidim, m'chad koch chavi lavin, m'chad chavi krisus, d'i b'alma m'nukul e'loki, d'il m'chad l'chavi yasei, m'chad l'chavi lavin. Afgav to be Amal like Ben Mishal, but Chayv Kisses Leimishun to in the Ishishish Bahavaya, Uchid Rabban and Dami Kedushin Tosin Chayv Elavim. Yeah, this plugs back to Tosin's beginning of the parak. Tosin's beginning of the parak said, "Why do we? At the moment we have a post, we have it says Nair 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 three. Where it says Chad Lufei Chad Chayv Elavim Chad Chayv Kisses." So Tosin they said, "Why don't you need a post? Why don't you need Chad Chayv Yasei? This Chayv Yasei is many madrigals. Why don't you?" So Tosin said, "No, I need specifically a post of Chayv Elavim for Chayv Kores because each one has a separate chiddush." The chiddush of chayv elavin is that even though she's not real kaima, and the chiddush of chayv kara is that even though she's not isha sheish b'havaya. So therefore, that's why I don't need the special plus of chayv yaseh. Chayv yaseh is not less. Not, there's no chiddush in chayv yaseh more than chayv elavin. They're the same thing, and they're both not isha real kaima. That's the Tosfos of the beginning of the parak. So Tosfos now is adding, but if you would tell me that there's another factor over here that ordinarily is loikavein mishalim. And here I need it. There's a special chiddush in the pasuk besides the other chiddushim. There's a special chiddush in this pasuk of Naira 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 that is Meshalim and Eloika, and that chiddush only by Chayv Elavin, not by Chayv Yaseh. So then I would need really three psukim. First of all, I need a pasuk for Chayv Yaseh because she's not real Kaima. Then I would need another pasuk for Chayv Elavin that is Meshalim and Eloika. And then I would need a third pasuk for Chayv Kors that she's not Isha Sheish Bavai, even though she's not Isha Sheish Bavai. And I don't have three psukim, I only have two. So it would come out. So why does the Mishnah say that Bala Chaysi Yesh Lo Knas? So a Korchach that Rish Lokish, that Ula rather is not coming from some Zeres Akos of Naira Naira Naira. He doesn't need Naira Naira Naira. He holds Be'etzim that Mishalim Ben Olig. That places his terrors. He also had to place his Shonim. Vay Pirsha Ben Atam. Apparently Ben Atam had another terrors up his sleeve. The Dayak, the Mamayna Mishalim, Mid a parach by geres, vayika by shesubkam. Mid a parach by geres, vayika by shesubkam. Umishani v'shoita, loy mishani the loyka beinu mishalom. Elavad esaber the ba'al manami moinu mishalom v'loy loki. Kasha the ain near she years emi divrei ula ela tamudu to kamale. Tosfos says that Rabbi Natan apparently learnt up in the Gemara. We talked about this earlier in the Tosfos that. The whole shakl of Atari in the Gemara, Amar Ulo lekashikam bechayis narekam bechayis begeres, fretnim bechayis begeres nami kabayis of gam. The Gemara answers b'shoita, b'katzayra. The Gemara answers b'mufuta, and hashad osus lochi. It's b'soyma mufuta. That all of that was said to Ulo himself. That it was Ulo himself who was responding to these questions and saying it's b'shoita and it's b'mufuta and that it's b'shoita or b'mufuta and now or yisoyma mufuta and forget the whole thing was midivrei Ulo. So the comes out that Ula himself was addressing not only the issue of Knas, but he was also addressing the issue of Boishas of God. Says Rabbi Natan, Mele Knas, maybe having Zeres because of Naira, Naira, Naira. That she's Mishalim, that he's Mishalim and Eloika. But there's no Zeres HaKosu for Boishas of God. The Pasuk of Naira, Naira, Naira was said by Knas, not by Boishas of God. And therefore, why did Ula have to say that the Mishnah in Malkus is talking about a Yisayim and Mufuta, that there's no Boshes of Gam, why didn't Ula say, forget the Yisayim and Mufuta? Like it, ain't it, Mishal? As far as Boshes of Kam is concerned, it's like Yavena Mishal. So Rai Ula holds Mishal Mena Loike. Nice. Now, what did Ula say? Ula said the Mishnah Malchus is talking about Bachos of Begeris, no Knas. So the Gemara asks, okay, you took care of Knas, but what about Boshes of Kam? What's the Kam? And Ula feels compelled to answer that. Why did Ula feel compelled to answer that? Ula should have said, Boshes of Kam, that's not sure in the first place. But Boshes of Kam is like Yavena Mishal. There's no Xerxes custom of Nair, Nair, Nair. So that, from the fact that Ula didn't say that, and Ula felt the need to respond to the question of Boshes Gamma to say something with Shaitan and Flut and so on, apparently Ula holds that the din is, even without Nair, Nair, the din be'etzim is that Mishalim, that is always that he's Mishalim, and Eloipe. That's the answer of Rabbeinu Tam, the second answer. Fectaisis Vikosha. Dainir, she is Midivituk, Midivir Ula, El Tamud, the Kamale. Taisa's first question. He has Taisa's going to have a slew of questions on Rabbeinu Tam, but his first question is that that's not the mashmoys of the Gemara. The mashmoys of the Gemara is that Ula just said kam b'chayis and ayir kam b'chayis b'geres, and Ula was only answering the issue of knas, and everything that follows afterwards where he kibushes b'gam, and that's all the stomach of the Talmud talking. But Ula himself was finished when he said kam b'chayis and ayir kam b'chayis b'geres. We have this in the top places as well. That this is how Taisa's read the Gemara. Okay, I don't have time to go further in Taisa. We're going to have to finish this next time. But I just want to point out something. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out like this, that as far as, according to this new Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out that as far as Knas is concerned, I don't need another Xeris HaKosov. Knas, I can win out from Naira, Naira, Naira. When I have knas from naira, 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 so why do I need a xeris hakosu? Let me listen. That's a shakatari. The Gemara says, "Ad lakasav ula l'mavoy mishal mikolayla." So then, what's the minoli ula ha? Once he learns that from the zayim, we know that's a pircha. He learns it out from chayvel. It's a pircha. The Gemara in the end says he has a xeris shava tachas. It says by chayvel it says tachas, by tachas ayin, and by knas it says tachas asher ino. They have a xeris shava tachas. That by Einus also he's Mishalim, Eloi. Taisus later on the base has a suffix. Does the Gemara mean, and now once we have Xeris HaKosov by Einus too, so now we're going after everywhere? That even Kala Terek is Mishalim Eloi, because even though we had Pirchas earlier on Eidim Zayin, we had a Pircha because it's what was the Pircha? There's two Pirchas, the Kulu and the Chumah. Anyway, and he's saying we had pichas and a chayvul, we had pichas, but now that we had knas in the mix, and already we have a big enough matzad that we're going after me to call it Terek Kulu. Or Taisa had another tzad, I think that's Taisa's maskana, that in Chanami, the maskana is Gemara, Ula really didn't mean to call it Terek Kulu in Shalom and Eloike. He meant only by Oinus, with the test tachas tachas in Shalom and Eloike. But not for call it Terek Kulu. With call it Terek Kulu, apparently we would still say, you know, Malach Hanach Shkelem Tzad Chomer, or Malach Hanach Shkelem Tzad Ka. It's a suffix later on in Taisa's basis, how to read the Gemara. Kach, I don't care. Kach. The Gemara says that at least as far as Oinus is concerned, we learn out that it's Mamanim Shalom Mikalayoki. How does Ula know that it's Mamanim Shalom Mikalayoki from Kachas? According to Rabbeinu Tam, though, it turns out that the Xeris HaKosov of Tachas, I don't need for Knas, because Knas already know from Naira, Naira, Naira. The Xeris HaKosov of Tachas, I need for Boshes of God. According to this new Rabbeinu Tam, that's how it comes out. Taisa says, from the fact that Ula said that you pay knas, you're not like it, I don't see anything about what Ula holds about Mishal Ben Aleike. Here it's Xeris HaKosov. It's Xeris HaKosov of Nair, Nair, Nair. What he holds in general, I don't know. So the whole deek is from the Hemshech of Ula. They have Hoish Gabashis of Dam, and Ula answer, Bishoyta, Bishoyim, Bufuta. From there, we're Medayik, and that's the whole Ula. Alma Kosov Ula is from Bashis of Dam. Knas is not a problem at all because you have Naira, Naira, Naira. The issue is Boshes of Gam. And the whole Shaka of Tari is about Boshes of Gam. And the Gemara's final answer is Tachas, Tachas, Elul, Tachas, Tachas, Gomer. So it's muchach that the gzeir shava of tachas tachas is the gzeir shava not in knas, but it's the gzeir shava in baishe subkam. It's muchach, the chayzun is muchach. So that's a chiddush just in the grammar of the drasha. Tachas is not a, l'chayr tachas is a pasuk about knas, not a pasuk about baishe subkam. So how does tachas tachas come out, become a drasha that there's baishe subkam even though there's even malchus? How tachas tachas is a pasuk? That's the pasuk of Ayis, the pasuk of Knas. So what do you have to say?
Like Tosfos
in the beginning of the fourth parak, that pasuk of tachas is also the source for boishes of Gan, as we say, tachas asher ino. This is only made. You know, the drasha of Abai later on in the parak. Abai drasha, Rava's drasha, those drashas. Tachas, I guess more Abai's drasha really. It's really Abai's drasha. Tachas asher ino. From the word tachas asherino, Abai Dashan that we see, this the knas only tachas asherino. Mechal dika boishes of Gan. So the source of boishes of Gan according to Abai is from the drasha of tachas asherino.
Doesn't the Gemara later on say that Ula learns from Rava not Abaye? The Gemara later says that Ula not going into Rava not from Abaye.
Yeah. Right, good point. Gemara says in Lama Gimel with Aleph the Feirish that Ula doesn't look like Abaye looks like Rav. The reasons that Gemara has it in the Chesed over there in the Sugi. According to Abaye, I know Baishes of Gam not from Tachas Asher Ino. I know Baishes of Gam from Avonosan Yisrael to Imo Labi Anaira. I know Shechiva, but Baishes of Gam is. So then, how do you do it? So how is tachas tachas exerts a pasuk about boishes gam? Tachas tachas not a pasuk about boishes gam.
Still, even according to the fourth paragraph, is even according to Rav. Even according to Rav, you see from the fact that Rav is this is tashlum parash chiva, but there's still
right. There is a hekesh. Even according to Rav, there's a hekesh boishes gam to knas. But the hekesh in the pasuk of tachas of asher kavimo. Not in the pasuk of tachas. How is the exerts shav of tachas tachas? Unless, nonetheless, since it says Baishu Gam in this parsha, maybe not in the word Tachas, maybe not in the specific pasuk of Tachas, but it says Baishu Gam in this parsha of Oynis, and we have Zer Shava also in the parsha of Oynis of Tachas Tachas, so it tells me about all of the Tashlumen of that parsha. It doesn't have to be, you're probably right, it doesn't have to be mamish in the same pasuk. Once I learn out Baishu Gam from the psukim of the parsha, so Baishu Gam becomes one of the psukim of the parsha of Oynis and Mephata. And Melech, I have a Zer Shov of Tachas Tachas that covers Boishes Gam as well. So this is the Gavaldik Zach from this Rebbeinu Tam already. I think there's going to be other rise to this in Rebbeinu Tam. But just from the Poshet, the Hemshech HaSukhi coin to Rebbeinu Tam, we could already be Machriach that Rebbeinu Tam Shita is, like the Rambam, in this regard, that Boishes Gam is not regular Tashlumi Nezik, Boishes Gam is a new Parsha Mechudeshes of Oynus Mephatim. That's the issue, right? It's tachas. If you hold like the Ramban, like the Ramban, the Moshul, Boishes Gam is regular chavolus. The tachas is interesting. The Gili Milsa that the Chamish and Kesset doesn't exempt him from it. But the Etz and Parsha Boishes Gam is the regular Parsha of chavolus and Parsha's Mishpatim. How could tachas be megala something about that? It's a riot to Rabbeinu Tam, or at least I don't know, right? More, it's certainly an indication that Rabbeinu Tam holds that Boishes Gam is not the regular chavolus of Parsha's Mishpatim. Boishes of Gam is Tashlumah that come out of the Parsha of Ayinus Mephata. It's a new Parsha of Chudeshes, like Shittas Rama, the Boishes of Gam, or like Tosfos in the beginning of the fourth there. The Boishes of Gam is a new Parsha of Chudeshes that's in the Parsha of Ayinus Mephata. Let's look at the Knas, for example. Melech, so Melech, that's the Hemshech Lemar. The Gemara says Melech Knas. So you have Naira, but how do you know Boishes of Gam? That is Melech, but that is Mishal Melech like it. And for the Silmar, it's just Tachas. It's muchach in Rebbeinu Tam that tachas, which is fine, it's still the meaning of the fourth parak, but it's muchach already here in Rebbeinu Tam that tachas is that Boishes of Gam is part of it's a parsha mechudeshes in Ayinus Mephata. It's part of the tashlumi. It's a specific tashlumi for Ayinus Mephata. The melech goes into the gezeirah shalom tachas. Okay.